You're listening to Awakened to Deliver, a podcast from Awakened Bible Ministries, created to inspire believers to wake up to God's truth and live boldly for Christ. Today, Jeff Fish continues our series on God the Father, exploring his attributes and his authority. The Bible does not leave us guessing about who the Father is. He is holy, he is sovereign, he is full of justice, mercy, and love. But he is also the one who carries ultimate authority in heaven and on earth. Our key verse is Malachi chapter 1, verse 6. A son honors his father, and a servant his master. Then if I am a father, where is my honor? And if I am a master, where is my respect? Says the Lord of armies to you, the priests who despise my name. But you say, how have we despised your name? And now, let's join Jeff for today's message.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another day of Awaken to Deliver. We have been on an incredible journey this week, looking at God the Father. On the first day, we asked, who is the Father? And we saw him revealed as the first person of the Trinity, the source of life and of love. On day two, we saw his hand in creation and in providence, the one who spoke the universe into existence and who sustains it moment by moment. And yesterday, we looked at his role in redemption, the Father who loved us so much that he sent his only Son to die in our place. And today, we come to something that our generation desperately needs to recover, the attributes and the authority of God the Father. This is not light and fluffy. This is weighty. This is holy ground. Because if you misunderstand who the Father is, you will misunderstand what it means to honor him, to worship him, and to obey him. So let's start with our key verse in Malachi chapter 1, verse 6. God speaks through the prophet and he says, a son honors his father and a servant his master. Then if I am a father, where is my honor? And if I am a master, where is my respect? Now here's the issue. Israel was going through the motions of religion. The priests were offering sacrifices, but their hearts were far from God. They treated the holy things as common. They dishonored the Father. And God confronts them. If even an earthly father is due honor, if even an earthly master is due respect, then where is my honor as heavenly Father? And this verse pulls back the curtain and shows us something about the Father. He is not only loving, merciful, and kind, but he is also to be feared, honored, and obeyed. His authority is absolute. His attributes demand reverence. So let's take this step by step. The first attribute of the Father that we must acknowledge is his holiness. In Isaiah chapter 6, the prophet sees the Lord sitting on a throne, lofty and exalted, and the seraphim cry out, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of armies. The whole earth is full of his glory." Isaiah falls on his face and cries, "Woe to me, for I am ruined, because I am a man of unclean lips." That's the holiness of God. Holiness means that he is set apart, completely pure, and absolutely without sin. It means there is no flaw, no shadow, and no imperfection in him. And when Isaiah saw that holiness, he didn't strut, he trembled. The Father is holy, and because he is holy, he cannot tolerate sin. And that is why the cross was so necessary. That is why redemption had to be purchased with blood, because holiness demands justice. And this brings us to the second attribute. the Father's justice. Psalm chapter 89, verse 14 says, "Righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne. Mercy and truth go before you." The Father does not just act justly. He is justice itself. His throne is established on righteousness. That means he always does what is right. He never wavers. He never misjudges. And he never bends the law to fit a mood. And when Abraham interceded for Sodom in Genesis chapter 18, verse 25, he asked, "Shall not the judge of all the earth deal justly?" And the answer is yes, always. The Father cannot be bribed. He cannot be manipulated, and he cannot be deceived. His justice is perfect. But here's the beauty. His justice is not cold. It is wedded to his love. The same Father who judges sin is the Father who sent his Son to bear that judgment for us. Justice and mercy meet at the cross. The third attribute is his sovereignty. The Father rules over all. He is not one God among many. He is not battling for control. He is the sovereign Lord of the universe. Daniel chapter 4, verse 35 says, "All the inhabitants of the earth are of no account, but he does according to his will among the army of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth. And no one can fend off his hand or say to him, 'What have you done?'" Think about that. No one can stop his hand. No one can question his authority. He sits enthroned over history, and nothing escapes his plan. And Jesus affirmed this in Matthew chapter 10, verse 29, when he said, "Are two sparrows not sold for a penny? And yet not one of them will fall to the ground apart from your Father." That's sovereignty. The Father reigns over galaxies and sparrows and over kings and over you. Nothing is outside his authority. Now next, I want to talk about his fatherly authority. Jesus constantly pointed to this in his ministry. In John chapter 5, verse 19, Jesus said, "Truly, truly, I say to you, the Son can do nothing of himself unless it is something he sees the Father doing." In John chapter 6, verse 38, he said, "For I have come down from heaven, not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me." Even Jesus, God the Son, submitted to the authority of the Father, not because he was lesser in divinity, but because within the Trinity there is perfect order. The Father sends, the Son obeys, and the Spirit empowers. And this is so important. Because in our culture today, the word authority is often treated like a curse. People resist it. People resent it. But in God's design, authority is good. It brings order, blessing, and life. If Jesus himself joyfully submitted to the Father's authority, how much more should we? So let's talk about why this matters for us. If we forget the Father's attributes, our worship becomes shallow. If we forget his authority, our obedience becomes optional. We live in a generation that loves to talk about God's love, but avoids his holiness. We celebrate his mercy, but ignore his justice. We want his blessings, but we reject his authority. But the Father will not be reduced to a feel-good version of himself. He is who he is, holy, just, sovereign, and worthy of honor. And that's why Malachi chapter 1, verse 6 hits so hard. "If I am a father, where is my honor?" In other words, don't call me father if you will not respect my authority. Don't claim to love me if you will not obey me. And this is exactly what Jesus echoed in Luke chapter 6, verse 46, when he said, "Now why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I say. To honor the Father is to obey him. To love him is to keep his commandments. And that's what Jesus taught in John chapter 14, verse 23. He says, if anyone loves me, he will follow my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our dwelling with him. Do you see the connection? Obedience is the proof of love. Honor is the response to authority. Now let's look at how the early church understood this. Because in Acts chapter 5, we see Ananias and Sapphira lie about their offering. And Peter says to them, you have not lied to men, but to God. And they fell dead. Why? Because they treated the holiness of the Father lightly. Paul in Romans chapter 11, verse 22 said, behold then the kindness and severity of God. That's the balance that we must keep. The Father is kind, merciful, and gracious, but he is also severe towards sin, rebellion, and dishonor. The moment we lose that tension, we fall into error. Some preach only severity, and people see God as cruel. Others preach only kindness, and people see God as soft. But the Bible gives us both, a Father of holy love, justice, mercy, and authority. So the question is, how do we live in light of this? Well, first, we honor him in worship. When you sing, when you pray, when you lift your voice, don't do it casually. Remember who he is. He is not your buddy. He is not your equal. He is your Father in heaven, holy and exalted. Worship him with reverence. Second, we honor him in obedience. Don't say you love the Father while living in rebellion. His authority means his word is final. His commands are not suggestions. They are life. Third, we honor him in trust. Because he is sovereign, you can rest. Because he is just, you don't have to fear unfairness. Because he is holy, you know that he cannot fail. Submission to his authority is not slavery, it is freedom. Now let me leave you with this picture. In Revelation chapter 4, John is caught up to heaven and sees a throne. Around that throne are living creatures crying, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God, the Almighty, who was and who is to come. The 24 elders fall down, casting their crowns before him, saying, worthy are you, our Lord and our God, to receive glory and honor and power. For you created all things, and because of your will, they existed and were created. That's the Father's authority on display. All of heaven recognizes it. All of creation bows to it. And one day, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that he is Lord. So here's my challenge for you today. Ask yourself, am I truly honoring the Father? Does my worship reflect his holiness? Does my life reflect his justice? And does my obedience reflect his authority? If he is Father, where is his honor in your life? If he is Master, where is his respect in your choices? Let's recover the fear of the Lord. Not a fear that drives us away, but a fear that draws us near in reverence, in awe, and in love. And tomorrow, we will conclude this week by looking at our relationship with the Father, what it means to be adopted as his children and to cry out, Abba, Father, and walk in intimacy with him. So until next time, stay faithful, stay bold, and remember that you too have been awakened to deliver.
Thank you for listening to Awaken to Deliver. We pray today's message has encouraged and equipped you in your walk with Christ. To stay connected and explore more content from Awakened Bible Ministries, please visit the link tree in the podcast description. If this podcast has blessed you, please consider leaving a rating and review. It helps others discover this message of faith and encouragement. Awakened to Deliver is entirely listener-supported. If you feel led to partner with this ministry, you can give a one-time donation through Cash App, Venmo, or PayPal, or become a monthly partner through one of the tiers on Patreon. All giving options are available through the link tree. Your support helps spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Join us tomorrow as we continue diving into God's Word together.